This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and this is our final segment with Gerald Celente. In the next segment, we're going to have a special report from Alex Jones talking about the latest attack on him from mainstream media Anderson Cooper and his response to that. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Owen Schroyer, who is following, actually, he's at the very first victory tour. What do you call them? They're not concerts, but it's a rally. I guess it could be a concert. They don't have any. They don't have Beyonce, fortunately, performing there. But it's the first victory rally that Donald Trump is doing, and that's a very different approach that Donald Trump is taking to what all the other politicians have done. I want to go back to war and give Gerald Celente the final comment on this. You know, Gerald, I've seen a lot of signs that it's not just the people that you mentioned in Europe who are very interested in pulling back from this brink, pulling back from the sanctions and the increase in tensions that we've seen under Obama and under Hillary, but also the Russian people themselves. There was an article I reported on a couple of times about this one town wants to rename a street there that is called Godless Street. That was what the godless atheists named the streets there to promote that. It's called Godless Street, and they want to rename it from Godless to Donald Trump. They got a petition going there because they realize that they've had a loaded gun pointed at their head by Obama and Hillary, and they're hoping it's going to be a new day. Are you hopeful that that's going to be the case with Donald Trump?
Yes, I think it's going to be, particularly with Russia, and he's made it clear with that. And again, going back, though, if he's going to spend all this money on a military, you know, I was a keynote speaker at VMI, Virginia Military Institute, on New Millennium Warfare. And, you know, there's a saying that generals are always fighting the last war. And the Navy is the last war. We're looking at hypersonic missiles now.
That's right.
We're looking at a whole different method of warfare. Look at that piece of garbage, that $4 billion Zumwalt ship that they just had to tow out of the Panama Canal.
That's right. It only had one engine, and when that broke down, they had to tow it back.
Yeah. I mean, the aircraft carriers, the Navy is truly sitting ducks.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we need to really put where are our priorities. And to me, the priority is to really rebuild America. And the way you do it is by investing not $1 trillion over 10 years in infrastructure, but really making it happen big time in many different areas. So the opportunity is there. Where will he go with it? I don't know. But again, the warning signs are flashing. You know, here's something that just came out. It doesn't make it in the prostitute media. Erdogan, the head of Turkey over there, he said, quote, "We entered Syria to enter the rule of the tyrant al-Assad, who terrorizes with state terror."
That's
you
right.
Invaded another country.
Yes.
You don't like the guy? What did he do to you? What's the United States doing there? What's France doing there in the UK? What I'm saying is we still have those neocons out there in the United States who are psychopaths and love murder.
Yes.
So that's what Trump is going to be up against, plus people like Erdogan.
Yes, yes. And Alex talked about that yesterday. He said that's essentially a declaration of war to say we entered your country to overthrow you. And we know that's what's been happening. We know that was the plan of Hillary, just as they did in Libya. Look at Libya after Gaddafi. He's not a good guy, but look at how much worse that made the entire Middle East situation, setting it on fire, creating ISIS. And we've pointed out, or you pointed out for the last several years, how they not only created ISIS, but they train them, they fund them, they continually give them more weapons. And so hopefully that's going to change. I share your concern about a defense buildup. I'm even concerned about the federal government being involved in building up the infrastructure. My greatest hope for the Trump administration is that they would cut taxes even bigger than Ronald Reagan did. We know what a benefit that would have to get government out of the way so we can run our own lives. Always great to hear from you, Gerald Celente. Thank you so much again. If you want to find Trends Journal, the website is trendsresearch.com. Thank you so much, Gerald.
Thank you, David.
And we're going to be right back with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
As all of you know, President Obama, the lame duck that will be out of office in 50 days, has been traveling around the world, Europe, Latin America, North America, bad-mouthing all the fake news. Well, there's an article from Truth Revolt up on Infowars.com that has large excerpts of a fluff piece done by the dying publication Rolling Stone that, by the way, Infowars is about 50 times bigger than. Not bragging, it's just important to rub the dead dinosaurs' noses in the mud because these are the fake news deceivers. But they go beyond fake news. In this Rolling Stone interview, he goes further than ever before. We've played the clips of his speeches in Greece and his speeches in Germany and his speeches all over the world the last 2 weeks, last 3 weeks, since they were defeated in the general election. And in those speeches, he says we need strong centralized media to counter the fake media. We need to have ways to control and shut down the fake media. Well, in the new piece that's up on Infowars.com, he tells Rolling Stone that he wants state backing and funding to prop up the media. You can go read it for yourself. So this is just the next level, like the BBC. That Infowars.com is bigger than, according to Quantcast and much other services. Just thought I'd add that. Again, rub your noses at it. These are pathetic jokes. 3.7 billion pounds a year spent at the BBC. They admit almost their whole mission is just online, BBC.com, and Infowars. Only one small part of what we do is bigger than them. But this is not about a brag fest. It's about understanding why they're doing this. We're killing them, and so now they're going to the state saying, shut down our competition. I always talk about this perfect storm, that if we were able to focus and take action and put the truth out about the New World Order and how they were establishing a corporate world government and defeat their whole Stonewall operation, like they do on everything. Oh, we don't want your guns, but they do. Oh, Obamacare is free, but it isn't. Oh, there's no, you know, IRS penalties, but there is. If we ever break them of their stonewalling, then all the confidence disappears. Their strategy was an all or nothing. But when you hit that point of their collapse, they're going to then go for governmental censorship of real independent media. Doesn't matter whether it's left-wing, right-wing, anti-war, pro-war. It doesn't matter. They want centralized control. And the big issue is whether it's the Pope or the Communist Chinese or the Saudi Arabians or the EU, the perfect storm is here. We're collapsing corrupt governments and collapsing dinosaur media, pretty much already state-run. He's now openly preparing to fuse with government and the UN, as the Soros email showed via DC Leaks and WikiLeaks, and try to censor us and shut us down. And to do that, they're going to go to new levels of fake media and say and do things that are completely 100% untrue, in a desperate attempt to get their flagging minion audience to support what they're doing. The problem is we have a Bill of Rights and Constitution and due process. And so good luck for you actually trying to totally censor us. Though they're going to delist our apps, though they're going to try to put filter systems on us, though they're going to lie about us, though they're going to try to block us out in Europe, they still will not be successful, especially if we point out what's happening while it's happening to the public. Because if we actually fight back, resistance is victory. It'll build our political muscles and our free speech muscles. Like the example of the EU's trying to ban, and France is trying to ban, pro-life information online. I mean, that's just outrageous, folks. But again, the answer is resist it. Everybody who's pro-life, start posting information. Start doing it globally. Because just as they attack us on a global scale, people that want freedom worldwide, we're also fighting on a global scale. Americans helped fight for Brexit. Folks that were part of Brexit helped fight for Trump. Vice versa. We're going to help fight for Le Pen. We're going to help fight for the folks in Catalonia. We're going to help fight for the Russians to stay out of the New World Order. This is a global nationalistic awakening, what I call 1776 worldwide. But it is truly, truly. The reason I get so excited about all this and start even getting shortness of breath is it's so epic. It's so historical. Do you understand we have the political information that's real? We have the enemy battle plans. They've created a completely synthetic, false cultural, economic, and political system that's designed to not work and designed to disempower people. The system we are promoting, the American system, that I keep saying was the apple of the world's eye. I have thousands of articles I could be covering right now. But why am I going back to something I keep hammering? Because this is the central fight. We expose globalism. We expose it's unelected. We expose it's illegitimate. It's going to fall. But before it completely falls, it will try to shut us down in a desperate attempt to keep itself in power. And we're now reaching that point. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win, as Mahatma Gandhi said. And regardless of what you thought about Gandhi, he was dead right when it came to that. Self-determination and the free will driving it is basically unstoppable. So we've now reached the vortex point. We've now reached the critical juncture, the point of return, where we have the President of the United States openly coming out and saying, censor the alternative media, the new media, and have propped up state-run media, and to watch the sycophantic mainstream media lapdogs perch in his lap and just sit there fawningly, you know, loving him is the most pathetic thing in the world. And that's all the globalists have left is state-run media and control, and then, of course, staging events or hyping events to demonize their opposition. That's it. And that's why Anderson Cooper last night, and again, there's so many of these pieces I can't even keep track of them, but what I should announce here is this. Infowars.com and Stephen Bannon of Breitbart are the most attacked, of course, along with Drudge, just perpetually, are the most attacked organizations out there. It's not Rush Limbaugh anymore. It's not any of that. And nothing against Rush, but he's talking to a very old audience of great folks, but that's all moving on. The future, what's currently happening, the real intellectual war, where we're gaining ground is DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com, Breitbart.com, and the direction Bannon's taken Breitbart, even more hardcore, more anti-globalist, more so than just anti-liberal, because liberalism, modern liberalism is only a small factor in that, a subset of its control arm. They're fake liberals. And it's this paradigm shift that will overthrow them. They've got to keep us in a fake, false system because that will keep people basically in a box and won't be able to get out of it. The minute you see the full system, it's game over. It's over. So, again, we are on the verge of moves that will bring us to victory against this system. We'll still have problems, obviously. There's no perfect system. But true free market compared to crony capitalism, using socialism and communism as control arms, there's no comparison. So I'm going to play a clip coming up here with Cooper breathlessly, five times in 1 minute, saying, will you denounce InfoWars, to one of the Trump surrogates, one of the Trump administration people. And, of course, the guy won't disavow. But I want to explain something in closing to mainstream media. I want you to listen very, very carefully because you are the fake media. You follow talking points and teleprompters. But I want you and your bosses to understand something, dumbasses. It's very clear. There was a Washington Post article about this yesterday saying that Breitbart and InfoWars could end up being Trump's biggest enemies. And it says in there, when Trump doesn't 100% deliver, which is impossible to do, that we're all going to turn on him and that they can't wait till that happens and that they're going to prod us and manipulate us into that. Hey, guys, I could see that was your tactic months ago. I'm not stupid. As long as he tries to get things done and get some things done or dies trying, I'm going to support Trump 110% because he's not a globalist out to get the country and nobody's perfect. And so, but you tell everybody what you're really up to in that article, which I keep telling the listeners. We brought Trump to where he is. InfoWars is the heart of the liberty, anti-globalist, populist awakening. So we don't need to be thanked or even recognized. That's all just some, you know, issue of ego. We are the movement. You are the movement. We're winning. So if Trump was to come out and denounce us, he would be denouncing himself. He would be giving the media power. He would be letting them set the parameters and set the systems of debate. That's what they're all about. Labeling, names, political correctness, controlling paradigms. You give them that, you lose control of everything. And Trump understands that. But we're not the average little dumbed-down morons like their followers are, where you talk to us like we're 3 years old. Do you understand? We're going to continue our movement regardless of what Trump does. We're going to continue to expose how illegitimate the New World Order is. And whether Trump delivers or doesn't deliver is, quite frankly, a non-issue because we're going to continue marching on. So understand that. We're sophisticated. We understood we were promoting ideas and systems well-documented to work and well-documented to create incredible freedom and choice. You understand? So we're promoting the Renaissance. We're promoting hardcore Americanism and nationalism, and we don't care what a bunch of globalists and corporations that have hijacked our country say or do about us because we know it's nothing but political weapons you've got aimed at us, and it's totally cold-blooded and illegitimate. We are passionate. We do care. We do wear our emotions on our sleeves. But our analysis is cold and hard and understands who you are and will never back down and will never stop. And once we convert somebody to take the goggles off, the blinders off, actually see the world for themselves, there's no turning back. So that's the key to understand here, is that he's got this Trump operative on, trying to get him to denounce me and twisting things I've said in some hope to take control of the narrative and to be the guy on the high hill, you know, dictating to everyone else down below who they can talk to, who they can be with, who can support them. They're trying to cut the anti-globalism movement out of the Trump presidency by going after Breitbart and by going after InfoWars, and it's not working. Do you understand that? Do you have that through your stupid head? We don't need to be legitimized by Trump saying we're legitimate. We don't need to be legitimized by you saying we're legitimate. When CNN says we're not legitimate, that is a giant chevron or gold star on us for everyone to see that we are legitimate. And again, it is your final arrogance, not understanding that, that is bringing you down. I don't like to see him so hysterical, though, and so fearful. It means he might lose his hubris, and they might come up with a new plan. Then we'll have to reassess that. But it's good to see that they're still completely arrogant. And I just hope that arrogance doesn't falter or doesn't waver, because that blindness, that hubris, is absolutely essential to defeating these enemies. So let's go ahead and play this clip and then go back to the live transmission here with David Knight, Paul Watson coming up, and so much more on this live worldwide Thursday edition. But huge things are happening. We have the ideology of truth. We have the ideology of history. We have the ideology of facts. It is incontrovertible that history has shown this over and over again. All we're doing is bringing common sense and salt and light back into the world, ladies and gentlemen. And it's so simple what we're promoting. It's the winning ideology. It's the ideology that God empowered this nation to promote. It is the ideology that has given us the amazing providence that we've had, and the enemy is screaming in fear. Everything they've done is to try to dismantle this nation, bankrupt this nation, and bankrupt the engine of freedom, because they cannot compete with it. It is so good to see them panicking and engaging in all this disinformation and only intensifying what they've done. Because it is nothing but violent death throes of the most traitorous, anti-human, narcissistic, sociopathic, psychopathic, mercenary legions of filth that have absolute bad will towards the American people and every single one of you, regardless of what color you are. So have that righteous indignation. Have that true focus, not hatred, but the cold, hard, strong will in your chest to know we're going to run these people over politically. We're going to dominate them. We're going to smash them. We're going to crush them. Nothing's going to stop us, because we are standing for what's right, and God cannot be stopped when his people take action and do it in his name, Jesus Christ. But this is a huge war, and we're turning the tide, and see how far we've come. I've always known this. I've always understood this. I've always told you we're here to win. We're here to take the planet back. We're here to defeat these people. And no amount of state-run churches and propaganda is going to stop that. And that's why these cowards hate us so much, because they know we're the rightful heirs of providence, and they can't stand it, because they're a barrel of snakes. Just look at Anderson Cooper. Just look at Charlie Rose. Just look at Janet Reno. Just look at Madeleine Albright. Just look at Obama. Just look at Michael Moore. Just look at the not just what they do, what they stand for. Simpering weasel-like snakes, absolute abominations and monsters, and everything they're involved in, and all the horrible things they do behind the scenes. These are truly demonic people who are now falling in front of us all.
This is a man who's going to be president of the United States, going, you know, following InfoWars, yeah. Talking about...
Right, right. Which I don't know anything.
It was an inside job.
Right, right. I don't know anything about InfoWars. What I do know is this. In 2014, John Fund, whom many of us know here, formerly with the Wall Street Journal and now with National Review Online, wrote an article called Non-Citizens Are Voting, in which I'll just read one sentence. In 2005, the U.S. Government Accountability Office found that up to 3% of the 30,000 people called for jury duty from voter registration rolls over a two-year period in one of the 94 current U.S. district courts were non-citizens. And he goes on at length here with other examples. My point is, clearly, this is happening. Now, millions...
That doesn't say those people actually voted. That's just
But they shouldn't be on registration rolls, right?
Right. There's dead people on registration rolls. We know registration rolls have lots of problems.
They shouldn't be there, period.
And, again, there's no evidence 3 million people voted. illegally.
I understand that, instant, but the answer is we don't know. We don't know.
Right.
Clearly, we don't know.
But does it scare you that the president-elect is listening to InfoWars?
Right.
No, I think the answer, you listen to all kinds of people all over the place here. I mean, look, Ronald Reagan got pinned for, you know, having friends who were members of the John Birch Society, for heaven's sakes.
They believe 9/11 was an inside job.
Right, of
and
course.
They believe all that Sandy Hook is all crisis actors. People I've interviewed, their followers.
I am not
terrorized the families of
I am not here to vouch for InfoWars. I don't listen to InfoWars.
But the president-elect seems to.
Right.
There you go. That's the kind of left McCarthyism of the left there from Anderson Cooper. Yeah, we shouldn't question the idea that three buildings would fall down after two of them were hit by a single plane. What about that third building? What about Building 7? You know, there's an article on the Free Thought Project. Former NIST employee speaks out saying Building 7 investigation is bogus. Yeah. But that's what they keep hammering that with. You know, they believe that the government's story on 9/11 isn't true. Yeah. Yeah, we don't. And, you know, Donald Trump wasn't fooled by that either. We played over and over again the clip as it happened. It was either the same day or the day after. And they asked him about it. He goes, you know, that's a very strong building. And he knows as a builder, we've never had before or since any skyscrapers, steel skyscrapers that just fell down in their own footprint without being demolished. He says, planes aren't going to knock those down. They were designed to withstand a plane impact after a plane hit the Empire State Building. That's part of it. You've never seen anybody sue the state of or the city of New York because they didn't inspect that building properly. Nobody ever sued the architects for that. And then you had a building that wasn't even hit by a plane that fell down. But, you know, if you think there's something strange about that, you're kind of crazy, aren't you? And, of course, as we've seen this metastasize, as I pointed out earlier today, we now have Bloomberg joining CNN and Hillary and the DNC and Podesta. All of them are saying, you know, the Russians are behind all this stuff. Jill Stein is saying that as well. So now Bloomberg is saying social media has been weaponized by Russia. It's always the Russians, right? Joined by another failed cybersecurity company, FireEye. But here's the scary thing. Yesterday, we had the House pass an intelligence bill that was going to thwart this imaginary Russian influence over social media and the people and push back against this idea that there's fake information being put out there by the Russians. It's being passed around by social media. You understand how this is playing out. And it was just yesterday that we saw a major economic attack on Breitbart with Kellogg pulling their sponsorship, pulling their ads from their site. And then Breitbart says, oh, we don't match your values. What are your values? And they talked about how Amnesty International has done an investigation showing that Kellogg is using child labor so that they can get palm oil to put in their sugar-loaded cereal. You know, it's not much of a hyperbole to say, just throw out the sugar, throw out the cereal and eat the box. You'll be better off from a nutritional standpoint. It's not much of a hyperbole. That's why we sell the kind of products that we do here at InfoWars, to maintain our independence and also to provide you with things that are going to protect your health, not undermine it. That's what you get from the corporate junk that they're feeding you, both the junk for your body and the junk for your mind. So we try to offer you high-quality products, and we do. We have things like DNA Force that is a unique blend of ingredients. We've got BioPQQ is one of the active ingredients in this. That is something that's been backed by 175 clinical studies. Very difficult to secure, very expensive to produce. But it's also there with a lot of other things like vitamin C, CoQ10, a lot of very potent antioxidants there. It's just one ingredient in DNA Force. Costs us about $30,000 per batch. So it's a premium product for your health, and it's something that we put together, a unique formulation at InfoWars. Also, we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. It's back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. That's an affordable, great-tasting drink mix that you can essentially take your full vitamin, multivitamin regime. You can take that orally, so you don't have to swallow a lot of pills. It's got vitamin E, zinc, magnesium, selenium, L-glutamine, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid, calcium, many other ingredients. Again, that's back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. I think it's also interesting at the Drudge Report today. Of course, the top of the Drudge Report says Kelly Megyn Kelly might jump. And unfortunately, she's not on a bridge, which many of us would kind of like to see. No, he's talking about jumping from Fox News to CNN. It's an exclusive article. Drudge Report has it. He says CNN President Jeff Zucker is actively pursuing her. An inside source said he is moving the Himalayan mountains to get her. They talk about how she's deeply despised by fellow on-air talent. And I would say by much of the Fox audience as well. He's got a poll there. I've already voted for her to go to CNN. I thought it's kind of interesting, too, on the Drudge Report, they got a black Santa Claus. Remember, it was Megyn Kelly saying that, we all know that Santa Claus is white. Well, not now. We got a black Santa Claus. I think that's kind of cool. I'd like to see kind of a Louis Armstrong Santa Claus, you know? I think somebody that's having a lot of fun. We'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Joining us from Cincinnati, Ohio, is Owen Schroer, and he's there to cover the victory rally tonight. Now, right now, Donald Trump is in Indianapolis, Indiana, or on his way there. His first stop is going to be at the Carrier plant, where they were just able to save 1,000 jobs. And he is going to be going, though, later tonight to Cincinnati, Ohio, where our reporters are. And we're going to have an update on that tonight on the nightly news. But right now, let's go to Owen Schroer in Cincinnati, Ohio. Welcome, Owen.
Well, that's right, David. You know, we heard that commercial during the break of Obama saying, how is Trump going to bring jobs back? What, is he going to wave a magic wand? Well, I guess Trump has a magic wand then, because he's bringing jobs back. So how about that for Barack Obama? Trump has a magic wand.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, Barack Obama never did anything to save a single job in his entire time there. Some of the people who were on the free market side said, well, look, you know, there were some incentives. Now we learned about $7 million worth of incentives given to Carrier. That's over a 10-year period. So if you divide that out by 1,000 jobs, it's about $7,000 per job over a 10-year period. So it's about $700 a year. But they also are going to, Carrier is going to make a $16 million investment. So they're investing more than twice as much as they're getting back in a subsidy. And for those 1,000 people, that is making a huge difference. What we've seen from Obama is essentially threatening to bankrupt entire industries and doing so, taking over our healthcare system, turning it into a major tax and a mandate, and doubling the price of healthcare. More than that, for a lot of people, it's tripled or quadrupled for many people. But we're seeing massive increases in the price of healthcare. That's his singular accomplishment that he created with his executive order. But he never did anything to save anybody's jobs.
Well, he might have saved some jobs for some big bankers who had to get bailed out. But nonetheless, Trump hasn't even become president yet, and it's perfectly fair to say that he's done more for the average American worker than President Obama did in 8 years as president, and Trump hasn't even become the president yet. Now, we are here in Cincinnati. As you said, David, Trump is going to start what is being dubbed his victory tour here tonight in Cincinnati. It's going to be held at the U.S. Bank Arena, which is right behind me. We are actually, it's pretty much in the heart of downtown, right here by the Riverside, next to the Great American Baseball Field. And then the football field right down the street as well. And there's already some patrons out here. Not too much foot traffic yet. The rally is not till tonight. But if I can get my cameraman to look down here, you'll actually see that there's some nice capitalists. We've got some American capitalists out here, some vendors. They're selling some Trump gear, Trump hats, scarves, T-shirts, hoodies, bags, mugs, pins. They got it all ready to go. And it'll be interesting for me, David, to see. You know, Donald Trump had probably one of the biggest presidential election campaigns ever, as far as rally turnout was concerned, as far as, you know, getting people involved, getting people to show up, how many rallies he held. So now he's continuing that momentum. He's going to keep these rallies going. It'll be interesting to see if he still gets the type of turnout that we saw during the campaign rallies as he might get with these victory rallies. So it'll be interesting to see what the turnout is like, but the vendors here are expecting people to show up. We do know that there's going to be protests going on as well. We've got our pulse on that. So we'll keep up with the number of people that show up as well as the protests that are going to be developing here tonight.
You know, that's very interesting. You're talking about in terms of whether or not he's going to have the crowd there. And that's, I think, a key thing, because what Trump did during the campaign was very different. We've never seen a candidate pull the kinds of crowds that he's done, have that many rallies, as you point out. But we've also never seen a candidate immediately after the election go back to the people. And I think, Owen, that is a real key point. If he can work with the people, they can together, the people and Trump, can transcend the people who oppose them that are part of the GOP as well as the Democrat establishment. It's not just the Democrats who are opposing him. It's the people at the top and the GOP. So he can go over their heads. He can go to the people. As we pointed out, that was something that Reagan promised to do. But I think this is a very important thing that he's doing this, to see him deliver on the promises that he's made in the past, and to see even his picks that have come out, say, as we saw with the Treasury Secretary pick yesterday, Mnuchin, saying, and reiterating step by step, point by point, what he was going to do with the economy. If Trump can stay on target with this, if he can fulfill these promises, it's going to be a really big win for all of us, I think. And it's essential, because if we don't get that, if the people feel like they've been betrayed again, like we've been betrayed over and over by the GOP establishment, by Paul Ryan, by Mitch McConnell, they would campaign to say they're going to get rid of Obamacare, then not do it. If that's the sort of thing that happens, I think we're going to see a massive lurch back to the left, which would be a really bad thing for us in 4 years. So we hope that that Trump is going to do this. I've never seen anybody move this quickly, even before taking office. We're still 50 days out.
Well, and I know that you might be fundamentally disagreeing with this, because that's not the role the president is supposed to play. But Donald Trump might be the first hands-on president. I mean, are we looking at a guy who, instead of sitting in his ivory tower all day long, flying around the world on Air Force One, visiting all these leaders around the world, Are we looking at a president who's going to be hands-on, visiting the inner cities of America, going to city to figure out what is wrong with the city, what the people want to hear, what the people want to see, what the people want to happen? I know that, like I said, I think fundamentally you are more like a president, leave me alone, stay out of my business, you know, just sit at the White House all day and play tiddlywinks, I'll worry about my life. But it would be diametrically opposed to what we've seen in the very recent past, specifically with Obama, but any president. I mean, I don't think there's ever been a president, like you said, to immediately start doing essentially rallies again after he won. But then let's say he does this even after he's elected. Let's say he continues to go city to city to speak to the people, see what's going on in these cities, figure out what he can do to help, figure out what he can do to help local business owners, figure out what he can do to help local builders, figure out what he can do with some of these cities that have all these abandoned buildings. He can go see it firsthand. He can walk on the streets, put on the hard hat, engage with these people. That's something we've never seen before. I would love to see Donald Trump be that president. I think that.
Well, yeah, when I say that I want him to leave us alone, I don't mean that he doesn't need to get involved, but he shouldn't use a bully pulpit to do that. And I think if he used a bully pulpit to nudge Carrier along and to tell them, hey, I'm going to create a great environment here in America, you want to be a part of that, you've got a positive role to play here by selling yourself as a U.S. Company. But thank you, Owen. We're going to be looking for what happens tonight on the nightly news. And again, this is Owen Shore. He's in Cincinnati, Ohio. They're going to be covering the first victory tour as Donald Trump goes to supporters in Cincinnati, Ohio. Tonight. Right now we've got Alex Jones on the line. He's calling in. He's not in the studio today, but let's go to Alex Jones right now. Alex.
That's right. From an undisclosed location, my friend, working on some very important information, but bottom line, I'll have more reports to integrate in with you tomorrow and more. The reason I had to call in is I just heard that Darren McGreen promo piece, that one-minute deal he did. We've got to really build on that. It just hit me. What are the new intro videos? What's the new theme about how we're defeating globalism? Well, it's always whatever the truth is. And the truth is, he's delivered on getting Ford to stay in the U.S. He's delivered on Apple now saying they're looking at coming back. Carrier. And it's called the Trump effect. There's an article on Infowars.com today. Hundreds of companies now saying they're planning to stay as well. Now it's okay. It's cool to stay in America. Now Americans will buy American. This is going to do a lot of stuff, but it gets worse than that. Then. The Communist Chinese People's Daily came out today. The article's on Infowars.com. And they said, you will, quote, never regain your greatness. They actually said, you will never regain your greatness. Like a bad character from a comic book. You will never regain your greatness. We have taken it all. Nothing will be there. And these will not be like the jobs you had before. You are done. We dominate rare earth minerals. We have control of everything. There is nothing you can, page after page, there is nothing you can do. So, and with the end, they have top diplomats saying, actually, that's China super scared. Because they realize how they bought off our politicians and gave them control of the factories. A lot of these globalists make billions every few years off these per person. So the globalists sold us out. It was so easy to do. That's why Trump knows it's so easy to bring it back if we back him and protect him. And if he just delivers on the economics, if he just delivers on that front, it is total game over. So I want McGreen to take that clip where Obama's going, oh, I can't bring him back. How you going to bring him back? Well, jobs ain't coming back. I'm a community organizer for one day of my life. How you going to do anything? You can't do anything. With all the you know, laughing, just like the Communist Chinese. They're not laughing now, just like with Brexit, just like with everything else we're doing. We're bringing it home, fair deals. You name it, it'll build up the entire world. Globalism sucks the world down. Globalism expands the world. Globalism empowers. No, that's not what it does. Globalism absolutely enslaves. So they told us over and over again that globalism was the answer, that globalism would make us all rich. No, nationalism is what rises up the world. And then globally, not through command and control, but through individual action, empowers populations. That's called renaissance that I keep hyping. So, folks, we're here. It's unfolding. It's an exciting time to be alive. And the only problem that Green's report is he didn't mention what's happening with Ford and others. This is an incredible time to be alive. You're doing a great job, David. And it's so good to be able to sit here and listen to you guys absolutely kick butt. So to the listeners and the affiliates and the sponsors and the great crew and everybody, we're making history together. This is really amazing, and it's only getting better. There will be wild cards. The enemy will shoot torpedoes at us. This is an amazing time to be alive, but I'm telling you, I hope for the nightly news or for the rest of the show today, somebody goes and finds the article on Infowars. I'm out in front of the computer that quotes the Communist Chinese, or just Google Chinese paper, state-run, you know, says you will never regain your greatness. See, globalism was supposed to make us great, but it didn't. It was the giant sucking sound that we were warned of. Look, I'm going to let you guys go. Sorry about the audio quality. You're awesome. Love you all. Keep it up. Let's only intensify spy efforts because this is an exciting time to be alive.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, and of course, China is getting on their full Dr. Evil. I wonder if they put the little pinky on the corner of their mouth when they said, you will never regain your greatness. but, you know, one of the things that we need to understand, I'm going to play this Darren McBrain piece again, where we've got the flashback to Obama planning to, saying that Trump can't keep the carrier in the United States. Well, he just did. And you know what? He's not even president, Obama. Obama, you are president. You could have done what Donald Trump just did, but you didn't, did you? You're still in office. What are you doing in your final days? You're pushing through massive regulations that are going to cost billions of dollars if you get them through, and a lot of jobs if you can get them through. So what is Obama doing in his final days? He's trying to put as many chains on the American economy, as many chains on the American worker and businesses as he possibly can to go out. And I hope that Donald Trump comes in with his pen and just says void, 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 void on all these regulations, because he has the power to do that. He can do that with Obamacare, and I hope he does that as well. But let's go back to this flashback with Obama mocking Donald Trump, saying you can't save jobs. And remember, it's Obama who hasn't lifted a finger, even though he is still president and Trump is still 50 days out. So here's that flashback of Obama.
Well, Barack Obama is looking pretty stupid right now as a video has surfaced where he is seen making fun of Donald Trump for promising to stop jobs leaving the country.
He's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is, he doesn't have an answer.
Well, Obama, President-elect Trump has yet to begin his presidency, and he is already saving jobs in America. And he has successfully negotiated a deal with air conditioner company Carrier to keep 1,000 jobs in the U.S. No magic wand, just good negotiating skills and a passion to put America first and save the working class hero. I'm Darren McBreen, and you can learn more right now at Infowars.com.
Again, that breaks it down perfectly. Thank you, Darren. And of course, think about what we would be seeing right now if Hillary had won the election. What would she be doing? Well, she would be going around raising money and with parties of the wealthy in the Northeast. She'd be traveling to see foreign governments who are going to make connections and contributions to the Clinton Foundation. She'd be basking in the glory of the media, seeing all the rock stars, and everybody would be writing all of these fawning pieces about the first woman president. So she'd be patting herself on the back instead of drowning herself in her sorrows, as reportedly an insider is saying. And we got an article from Kit Daniels talking about how she's kind of hitting the bottle a lot lately. It's right there, trying to drown her sorrows, lift her spirits by consuming a good number of spirits. Well, it's not just Obama that was saying Donald Trump can't save jobs. And he never tried, of course. Obama never even tried to save a single job. So he wouldn't know about that. He's never run a company. He's never actually created a job. And he's never saved any jobs. Remember when they said how many jobs that they had saved? And it's like, well, I don't think you saved any jobs. And certainly he didn't save anybody's jobs at Carrier when he could. He didn't wave his magic wand, but Donald Trump did wave his magic wand. But I want to take a look at Chuck Schumer. Chuckie Schumer and Harry Reid were talking about how they think they can successfully block some of the nominations of Donald Trump. And I want to play you that clip, and then we're going to tell you why they can't. You don't have that clip? Okay. Let's go to that clip in just a moment. One of the things that they're pushing back, and you're going to see this in this clip when these guys get it, is the fact that, okay, you got that clip? Okay, let's play the clip first.
And there ought to be bipartisan support against a secretary who's going to privatize Medicare and not fund Planned Parenthood.
Not fund Planned Parenthood.
Are you saying you think there's any
possible
way you guys could
block the press nomination? I think it's possible. You'll have to ask a number of...
He can't get back to the microphone because I already took it over.
But
on privatization of Medicare, that goes, sorry, on privatization of Medicare, that goes way beyond where mainstream Republicans are.
Okay, what you're seeing there, and that was a great visual as well, if you're watching that, because they really are so disoriented and in such disarray, they can't even decide who's going to be talking. Harry Reid, who is long past his sell-by date, took the microphone there as they were still asking questions of Chuckie Schumer, and Chuck Schumer is trying to get from one side to the other, and Harry Reid just continues to stand there. But what Chuckie Schumer had said before Harry Reid took the podium away from him, for the longest time, he had talked before that, he had gone on for several minutes talking about Medicare and Medicaid and saying, we're going to block this guy that Donald Trump has selected for HHS, Tom Price, because we think he's going to change Medicare and Medicaid. Well, think about that for a moment, and think about that in terms of Obamacare. I think we have an opportunity here with Obamacare. If they don't move quickly on this to shut it down, it will never happen. And, of course, the Democrats, through outlets like Politico, are saying that we want to work with the Republicans to make sure that even though they may pass a resolution to eventually get rid of Obamacare, that that doesn't really happen for 3 years. And I have to say, if Donald Trump falls for that, and I don't think he will, I don't think his administration will fall for that, but if they do something in terms of passing a goodwill resolution, say we're going to get rid of it in 3 years, and don't get rid of it right away, don't repeal it right away, it'll never happen. It'll be just like the Department of Education that Ronald Reagan said he was going to campaign on, that he was elected to get rid of. It was something that had just been created by Jimmy Carter, and instead of doing that, he kept feeding it. And if you allow Obamacare to stay for another 3 years, and this is the reason they want to delay it, it's going to get so entrenched in the minds of the people that they will think, you can't touch this, just like Medicare or Medicaid. They don't want to see any improvement to Medicare or Medicaid. It's just going to stay the way that it is because they can't remember there was a time when it wasn't there. You know what? I'm an aspiring senior citizen. I hope someday to live long enough to be one. I want to have some choices in my health care. I want to see an improvement in this.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I've got one more segment with you. I'm David Knight. And then after that, we're going to be joined in the fourth hour by John Rappaport. Of course, his website is nomorefakenews.com. That's not something new that he created. John Rappaport had that site a long time ago because he knew and he was telling everybody, and we've been telling everybody, the real fake news is CNN. But now they have adopted that. Maybe John ought to sue them for infringement, trade rights or copyright or whatever, because they've taken his fake news moniker, and now they're trying to throw that on everybody else. But it's not just that. We're now seeing economic boycotts by sponsors. We've seen that yesterday. Breitbart was boycotted by Kellogg. They said they've decided to end their relationship with Breitbart. They're going to pull their paid ads from Breitbart. They said because Breitbart doesn't align with their company values. And so Breitbart said, well, what are your company values? Oh, that's right. Amnesty International says you support child labor sweatshops abroad so that you can get palm oil to put in your sugar-laden cereal. So they created a hashtag, Dump Kellogg's, and that became the number one trend on Twitter. So we'll see how that shapes up. But what that's, as I've been saying throughout this broadcast, that's the reason we fund our operation the way that we do, and we appreciate your support. We try to offer you healthy things for your body, not Kellogg's cereal, things to help you get over that if you actually do eat that. And we've got some of those products now. I'll just remind you that we've gotten Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. That is a full month's supply of essential multivitamins and minerals and amino acids that your body needs. And again, that is back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. You can see the full list of nutrients there that we proudly display on our site, as well as we have DNA Force, which I would recommend to you, a unique product. BioPQQ, very difficult to secure, very expensive to secure, 175 clinical studies back up how important that is and how beneficial that is for your health. Again, we appreciate your support. That's what allows us to continue, and that is the way, and I think it's very wise that Alex did this, to keep us from being susceptible to individual companies pulling their advertising from us as we see the escalation of the media wars that began during the Trump campaign. It's been going on for quite some time, but of course, it really came to a head with the Trump campaign, and now it's going on full tilt. So we appreciate your support, and look for those fine products at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, as I was showing that clip before we went to the break of Chuck Schumer saying we're going to try to block Tom Price, Donald Trump's pick for Health and Human Services, because we think he's going to make some changes to Medicare and Medicaid. You see, they've had this as a weapon that they scare people with. They always say, you know what, these people are going to change Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid. You know, I would like to see those programs change for the better, just to say that I would have some more choice, some more control. As I said before we went to the break, I'm an aspiring senior citizen. I think everybody is. The only way to not become a senior citizen is to die young. So we don't want to do that. But when I'm also somebody who would like to have more control over my life, as opposed to being treated like a child on an allowance. And I'm also not wedded to a government program that continues to not serve the needs of the people. So why can't we look at some changes? And that's why I said it's very important for Trump to repeal Obamacare and to replace it with a marketplace, as he has talked about through the entire campaign. The second thing I think he put on his site was getting rid of Obamacare and what he would replace it with. He would replace it with a competitive marketplace where insurance companies could compete across state lines. So you're not allowed to have any competition in America on health insurance. And this is put in by the same people who say we have to have open borders for trade. They stop the trade within our borders. That's the kind of protectionism that Obamacare truly represents. That's why you're seeing the skyrocketing insurance. So we can do that. And you know the reason you can do it? It's because Harry Reid changed the rules to where they only need 51 votes to get in Trump's cabinet picks. That was Harry Reid. So he's blocking Chuck Schumer just like he physically blocked him at that press conference. We'll be right back. John Rappaport in the next hour.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.